Woke broke, Kamala surrogate Lizzo's album Bitch sells less than 3,000 copies in its first week. By Alana Mastrangelo on June 24, 2026. Left-wing pop star Lizzo's new album, Bitch, sold less than 3,000 copies in its first week and racked up under 2.7 million streams, missing the Billboard 200 entirely. The singer and Kamala Harris 2024 presidential surrogate released Bitch on June 5. Her first album in 4 years, selling just 2,649 copies in its first week, leaving music industry executives perplexed, according to a report by Rolling Stone. During the album's second week, sales reportedly plummeted to 650 units, while streams dropped to just under 900,000. This is a steep plunge from Lizzo's last album, Special, released in July 2022. Which debuted with 39,000 copies sold and 69,000 equivalent album units earned, earning the singer number 2 debut on the Billboard 200. Meanwhile, Bitch managed to evade the Billboard 200 chart entirely. "I think the biggest reason is that she never had a core fan base," a former senior label executive told Rolling Stone. "She was a very song-driven, radio hits-driven artist who lacked a core fan base. And that's what you need today for career longevity." Lizzo, who burst onto the music scene in 2019 and quickly became a global star with a string of major hits, including Juice, About Damn Time, and Good as Hell, along with multiple Grammy Award wins, has also contemplated this viewpoint. In response to one ex-user who wrote, "Lizzo not having a fan base is so weird to me when this woman was literally selling out arenas not even 2 years ago. Like, where did those people go?" The pop star said, "I actually can answer this. The industry changed so much in the last 3 years. Streaming replaced radio and I was a radio darling," the Truth Hurts singer continued. "That's how my fans discovered my music. Not to mention the very obvious and public attack on my career changed things. But I'm out here doing my absolute best and you can't knock a bitch for that," Lizzo added in her ex post earlier this month. Notably, Lizzo has inserted herself into politics over the years, going on an anti-ICE rant last summer, bizarrely declaring that no one actually owns any land on Earth, before amusingly contradicting herself by claiming that U.S. land actually belongs to Mexicans. Around the same time, she also attempted to troll the Sydney Sweeney jeans ad with American Eagle, even posting a new song on social media, along with the caption, "My jeans are black." Lizzo also attacked Nicki Minaj late last year, claiming the rap megastar only joined President Donald Trump's side because she sees it as more profitable and more beneficial, and predicted that the public will start seeing an influx of celebrities who will follow suit. The pop star has also thrown jabs at Trump, most recently during her performance on NBC's Saturday Night Live, where she appeared clad in a crop top that read "Tariffed," in reference to the president's tariff proposals last year. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.